One in 10 women suffer from endometriosis, meaning it's a disease that touches most Australians in some way. The condition means tissue similar to the lining of the uterus is found outside the uterus, growing in other parts of the body. Symptoms can include extreme period pain, fatigue, bladder problems, and irregular bleeding. But despite its prevalence, stigma and misunderstanding continue to delay the diagnosis of many women, particularly those from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds. Brisbane woman Balveen Ajimal explains how the painful symptoms of endometriosis impacted her life.
It was only really after a significant improvement in my symptoms that I realised how limited I had been previous to that. Even something as simple as meeting up with friends and having a drink and standing around was something I never would really be able to participate in. I'd be the first one looking for a chair or looking to go home. But being able to run for a bus, being able to stand up and have a good time at a party, being able to go for a session at the gym, you know, very normal things that people take for granted had gradually been phased out of my life.
On average, the delay in diagnosis is 7 to 10 years because many women mistake the symptoms as normal period pain. A professor in women's health psychology at Western Sydney University, Jane Usher, says a lack of awareness and reluctance to talk about pain is part of the reason for that delay.
If you think of yourself as a woman in your own body, you don't know what's normal. So you don't know whether your level of pain is normal because you only have yourself to compare it with. And so you have to actually have some idea that this is potentially a sign of illness rather than a normal part of the menstrual cycle before you go forward for help. And we know that across the menstrual cycle, where there are other sorts of menstrual conditions like heavy bleeding or severe premenstrual distress, premenstrual change, women often don't come forward for help. They just accept it as a normal part of life. Some people might say quite cynically, well, if men had periods, then we'd have the best research in the world about them and we'd have the best medical interventions, and that because it's a woman's issue, there really is not that much research.
In recent weeks, there has been increased conversation about the condition. Just last week, the federal government announced it would allocate $2.5 million to researching the disease, coinciding with Endometriosis Awareness Month. But Professor Usher says the message needs to reach women from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds who may be even more reluctant to seek help, expanding the delay in diagnosis.
When you actually look at women who might be even more reluctant to come forward to seek help around reproductive health issues, such as women from culturally and linguistically diverse groups, then you're going to potentially have diagnosis taking even longer. So they're probably the least likely group to receive appropriate medical and psychological help for this condition. So I'd say more recent migrants, refugee and women from a range of multicultural groups who haven't been in Australia a very long time, partly because many of these women are bringing cultural beliefs and practices from their own communities, which were centred around not talking about sex, not talking about the reproductive body.
Gynaecologist Preetam Ganu, who has worked at hospitals around Australia, says in some cultures, menstruation is seen as dirty and shameful. And Dr. Ganu says a lack of sex education in some countries makes her job more challenging.
With the multicultural, or what we call as a culturally and linguistically diverse background communities, I find it more delayed than usual. So it can vary from 10 to 15 years. So quite often a patient comes to see me because they want to plan for pregnancy or they are having difficulty in getting pregnant. And when you're investigating, you realize that they have endometriosis. Sex education is not included in the school years because nobody wants to talk about menstrual periods and sex. So quite often, those even women who are educated, they're not aware of normal physiological changes. And that's why they don't want to talk about it because they feel a bit embarrassed to talk about. Even with their girlfriends, they don't talk about their menstrual period problems.
Miss Ajimal, now an ambassador for Endometriosis Australia, says growing up in a conservative Indian family meant she experienced the impact of those cultural perceptions of women's health firsthand.
With the connection, obviously, with gynecological issues, pregnancy and sex, that was a whole area that nobody ever talked about in my family, in my community. So those words, stigma and shame, attached to so many aspects of of being a woman, and we're part of a global movement really at the moment, which enables women to shed stigma and shame. And this may be one of the last remaining areas in public life where we are starting to talk openly about topics which have previously been very much forbidden.
Dr. Ganu says even after a woman has been diagnosed, negative cultural perceptions of some treatment options can prevent the woman from alleviating her pain.
There is a lot of misconceptions. So a lot of patients, those who are not married, don't want to take contraceptive pills at all. And even when we tell them they have some non-contraceptive benefits, particularly for endometriosis, it can control pain and bleeding. They don't want to take it. But that understanding is difficult because of the, I think, cultural influence or sometimes fear.
Ms. Ajimal says steps must be taken to ensure women and girls feel comfortable to do what is best for their health.
It's really important that we have the systems in place to empower that woman to make the best decision about her health and her well-being without necessarily having regard to a wider view or a wider opinion about what good health constitutes. Taking the pill to control endometriosis symptoms is a medical decision. It's not a moral decision. The only way to tackle that is with very tailored, very considered information which is delivered to the right people in those communities.
Pelvic Pain Foundation chairwoman Susan Evans says education is a key tool in overcoming the taboo around women's health issues. And Dr. Evans says it can help make sure all women are empowered to seek help for their pain.
I think it's absolutely essential that we have improved education of girls throughout Australia. It is even more important to have education in migrant communities or in areas where there's reduced services or there's less information, less access, rural and remote areas. We've had a pilot of a schools program in South Australia last year, and one of the most popular schools was a school in Adelaide that has a large percentage of immigrant children, and they loved the opportunity to finally be able to talk about menstruation, because really menstruation is a normal part of life and it should be something that is much easier for young people to speak about and for girls to talk about. Having a schools-based program goes a long way towards helping with this problem.
Jessica Washington, SBS News.